Amid Spanish political parties' struggle to form a government, people have taken to the streets in Madrid. Protesters say whoever comes into power in Spain must stop slashing the healthcare budget and privatizing a once reputable public health service. Meanwhile, Podemos and the Socialist Party, as well as other left-wing factions, have pledged to protect the public healthcare system. Press TV's Daniel Sepulveda has more now from Madrid.
Healthcare cuts were implemented by the Popular Party after they came into power in Spain in 2011. The White-Eyed Movement was created as a response to healthcare austerity in 2012 by an amalgamation of medical associations, NGOs, and anti-austerity activists. The reforms have affected all major health services, from first aid care to emergency transport services.
We have fewer and fewer resources at our disposal, and this puts the patient's life in danger. And it's only going to get worse because the cities are becoming more populated and the Madrid administration is not adapting to the standards imposed upon by the European Union.
According to EU law, the regional government of Madrid should have 250 ambulances at its disposal, but it only has 50.
The emergency services are being stripped of their resources. There is not enough personnel in hospitals. 8,000 people have lost their jobs in the name of privatization. Services are being shut down.
Pharmaceutical drugs are also becoming less and less accessible to the public. Hepatitis C patients, for instance, have to pay hundreds of thousands of euros for treatment. They started a platform to voice their concerns, but little progress has been made.
The government said they would cover treatment for 52,000 patients, but we have to remember that there are 200,000 people diagnosed with hepatitis C in Spain that need treatment. So this is a very difficult fight that we're taking on because we want accessible treatment for all patients.
Neglect by regional and state administrations has forced the platform to take their concerns to Brussels. On Monday, they will go to the European Parliament with other European platforms to present a plan to treat hepatitis C patients across the EU.
This protest marks the 41st time that the White-Eyed Movement has hit the streets. Their demands are not only directed towards the Madrid regional government, but also towards the parties who are now scrambling for power since inconclusive elections on December 20th. Daniela Sepulveda, Press TV, Madrid.